Hi there, you're listening to Clan Chat in the Locker Room, and it's time to hear from the newest player on board for the new season. After the return of Travis Earhart, we're going with something new, as the roster is in the endgame and the on-ice action is on the horizon. Chad Rowe is the new kid on the block for Zach Fitzgerald's team, and a player that comes to the Clan with 3 years of experience in the KHL, most recently with Slovan Bratislava. He'll be another member of the team taking on an MBA with our partners Glasgow Caledonian University, and he's looking forward to seeing what the UK has in store for him. We'll hear from Jad in just a minute, but let's test you out with our latest Clan conundrum, and it's a tricky one, so good luck with it. Chad played in the KHL All-Star game in 2016-17 during his time with Chinese side Kunlun All-Stars. Only one other Clan player, past or present, has played in the KHL All-Star game, and I want to know who it is. I'll reveal the answer once we've heard from Chad. Speaking of which, I asked him firstly what his expectations he had about coming to the UK and the Elite League.
You know, I have a lot to learn, but I've heard it's a great league. Zach Fitzy speaks really highly of it, and just said it's going to be a ton of fun, and is really looking forward to the team this year. So I'm excited to come and get the season started.
I've been looking back on your career and some of the guys you've played with through the years, and I've seen a few names associated with the Elite League in years gone by among your former teammates. Which of those guys put you onto the UK, if any?
You know what, actually, it is more... actually just talking to Zach. I used to train with him when I was younger, and like I said, he spoke really highly of it. Enjoyed his experiences as well, and thought it's something that I would really enjoy, and my family would enjoy it as well. So I would say he was probably the biggest influencer and get me to come over there. And a couple other guys I've played with, Brian Conley in college. He's actually going to be playing there as well this year in the league, and be fun to play against him.
Of course. And of course you're going to be doing an MBA at Glasgow Caledonian University as well. How big a draw was that for you as well?
I am really looking forward to it. Yeah, it's been a few years since I've been in the classroom, but I think it's an incredible opportunity, and it's going to be a great experience, and just really looking forward to that.
So tell us a bit about what you bring to the team and what the fans can expect from you this year.
I like to think of myself as a kind of well-rounded player and play and compete hard in all three zones. I like to go to the net and like shooting when I get the chance.
Now, you mentioned earlier about the league and the fact that Zach Fitzgerald talked quite highly about the league. The league is generally considered has improved in recent years. Is that something that comes up when you're looking at where you're going to play in a season?
Yeah, definitely. You're doing your research and looking, evaluating the league, and it's obviously, I enjoy playing, at a high level, and I know this league's going to be a great challenge for me as well.
I see you have three brothers, two of which used to play. The other one, Kyle, is in the AHL with Iowa Wild. How competitive did it get in your house with you and your brothers?
Yeah, we had some pretty good hockey matches. We actually were fortunate. We had a hockey rink in our backyard when I was growing up, so my dad would freeze the ice back there, and we'd be out there skating all the time. So we definitely got pretty competitive, but it's been fun. It's my brother Kyle still playing, and it's been great to follow his career and see him play when I can and when he's on TV. So.
Good. So what are you looking to achieve with the club this year? Is there anything you got that you would like to do while you're over here?
I'm looking forward. I mean, Scotland has been it's one place I've never been in, and it's one place I've always really wanted to go. So I'm really just looking forward to coming over, bringing my family over there. My wife's pregnant, so we're gonna have our third child over there, and I think that's gonna be incredible. So just looking forward to it and playing some competitive hockey.
What sort of research did you do into the club? YouTube's a big tool for a lot of guys when they're looking to come over. Was that something you used? What did you look at when you decided you were coming over here?
Yeah, I looked at some of the information on Twitter, and obviously just from talking to Fitzy on the phone, and talked to a couple of the players that have played there as well. So I was able to talk to them and have some good conversations about their experiences, and everyone spoke really highly of it, and definitely recommended that it's something that I pursue.
Since finishing in Bratislava, what have you been up to this summer, and how are your preparations coming for the new season?
Yeah, I've been down in Florida. That's where my family lives now. So I've just been training down here, actually, and now I've started on the ice skating and just going to kind of ramp that up more and more as I get closer to leave and try and really prepare and be ready for the ice, because looking at the schedule, the season's just right around the corner, and I'm getting really excited for that.
Of course, it's just a few weeks before you're over in Scotland as well. Can you believe we're almost at the start of a new campaign?
Ah, that's awesome. I can't wait. I wish it was starting sooner than that.
That's new clan signing Chad Rowe, signed up and ready to go for the 2019-20 season. And a big welcome to him. Before we go, let's reveal the answer to the clan conundrum, where I wanted to know the one other clan player, past or present, apart from Rowe, who has played in the KHL All-Star Game. The answer is former netminder Chris Holt, who was involved during the 2011-12 season while he was playing his hockey with Latvian side Dinamo Riga. So that's it. I want to say thanks to Chad for his time for this edition of Clan Chat The Locker Room. And many thanks to you for listening and taking part. We'll be back soon to chat to the next player to join the Glasgow Clan roster in the new season. Bye for now.